ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at an interesting question and examining it. That question is related to a topic that is discussed in many different disciplines and sciences, like, for example, fiqh, jurisprudence, as well as akhlaq, ethics, morals. That question is, and the topic is, backbiting. Backbiting means when we speak ill about a person behind their back in such a way that had they known that we had done so, they would definitely be upset about it. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be a lie. We don't have to be lying about the person and making something up about him. It could be something true. It could be something that might be true about him. But nevertheless, because he would not like for other people to have known about it, this is considered backbiting and considered a sin. And not only is backbiting a grave sin, it's been considered and has been said to be equivalent to eating the flesh of one's deceased brother. It's so reprehensible and so evil. Not only is backbiting itself, the act of backbiting, speaking ill about the person behind his back, is something evil, rather listening to backbiting itself is also very wrong and very evil. In fact, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam said, "The right of the ears is to keep them pure from listening to backbiting and from that which is unlawful to listen to." Now, we can examine this in two ways. Sometimes somebody's backbiting another person in our presence, and we don't want to get the sin of backbiting that person from listening to the backbiting going on. So we just get up and leave. From this point of view, we would have preserved ourselves from the sin of listening to the backbiting. But what about the other dimension of the problem? And that's this. The person who is backbiting is committing a sin, is doing something wrong. And we know that in Islam, one of the religious responsibilities is Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, which means stopping people from committing sin and advising and admonishing them and pushing them towards good. Would it be necessary for us to, first of all, to not listen to the backbiting, but also would it be necessary for us to advise the person and prevent him from doing so? In certain cases, as you know, Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar is not an obligation. There are certain conditions and in certain circumstances, only then is it necessary. So the answer to the question is yes. If those conditions are fulfilled and those circumstances arise, yes, it would be necessary to deter the person from backbiting and prevent him from doing so, as a case of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. The question we want to ask today is this: is there a reward for deterring backbiting, and what would that reward be? The answer to the question is yes, there is a reward for it. And fortunately, we have the answer to this question in the form of a prophetic hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever does a good service to his fellow brother by deterring people from talking behind his back in a gathering where he hears them backbiting him, Allah will repel from him 1,000 types of evil in this world as well as in the hereafter." Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reward for deterring backbiting in the light of the hadith and the Quran. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program the key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.